From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has concluded that the American intelligence community was right when it found that Russian President Vladimir Putin was trying to help Donald Trump when Moscow meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The bipartisan report released Tuesday disagrees with the findings of the House Intelligence Committee Republicans. The report says that a body of reporting showed that Moscow sought to denigrate former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, said Tuesday in Moscow he hopes relations between Russia and the U.S. will improve.
We recognize that the world's better off, I believe, if Russia and the U.S. have fewer tensions.
Shelby is leading a congressional delegation to Russia, and he's meeting with members of parliament there. It's the first direct exchange between lawmakers from both countries since 2013. President Trump's conflict with the country's intelligence agencies continued on Tuesday when he questioned on Twitter whether the National Security Agency is out to get him as part of a witch hunt. The NSA oversees much of the U.S. government's electronic surveillance. Trump called the agency a disgrace. Divers have supplied the 12 Thai teenage soccer players and their adult coach, trapped in a flooded cave complex, with high-energy gels and medicine to sustain them as they figure out how to bring them home. Rescue teams are now evaluating how to best get the boys and coach out of the cave. This is VOA News. President Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn that his administration's plan to dismantle the North's nuclear weapons and missiles in a year is risky. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing, and weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." Experts say there's no proof Kim plans to take concrete steps toward giving up his weapons. An intelligence report suggests he will instead try to deceive the U.S. about just what he has. National Security Advisor John Bolton's pitched a one-year plan for denuclearizing, which experts say is just too fast to produce a lasting agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Indian government on Tuesday asked Facebook to prevent the spread of false texts on its WhatsApp messaging application. The government says some messages have caused lynchings and mob beatings across the country. WhatsApp has more than 200 million users in India. It's the messaging site's largest market. Zimbabwe's government is denying a report from Human Rights Watch that documents extensive child labor on the country's tobacco farms. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare for VOA.
The 105-page report titled A Better Harvest documents how children working on tobacco farms in Zimbabwe are denied time in school and have to perform tasks that threaten their health and safety. According to Human Rights Watch, one of the most serious risks is green tobacco sickness, which is caused by absorbing nicotine through the skin from tobacco plants. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The most senior Roman Catholic clergyman to be convicted of covering up child sex abuse was sentenced on Tuesday to 12 months in detention by a court in Australia. The court will determine next month if the Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, will spend that time in prison or under house arrest. The judge has said Wilson could be eligible for parole after serving 6 months. Wilson was found guilty in May of covering up sex abuse by a priest in the 1970s. That priest died in prison in 2006 after being found guilty of sexually abusing children. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. And on the VOA News mobile app, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.